From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Mexico retaliated almost immediately against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum on Thursday, focusing on products from congressional districts President Trump's Republican Party is fighting to retain in November elections. Agriculture.com reports the Mexican measures target pork legs, apples, grapes, and cheeses, as well as steel products from U.S. states that supported Trump in 2016. The country reacted quickly after Washington said it was moving ahead with tariffs on aluminum and steel imports from Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. The tense trade negotiations between U.S. and China have caused uncertainty in farm country over the last 3 months. According to Agriculture.com, this while everyone waits to see if President Trump is able to secure favorable trade terms for the U.S. or if negotiations end in a trade war where farmers lose their largest soybean customer. China purchases every third row of U.S. soybeans and is also a large purchaser of ethanol byproducts and other ag production. A coalition of farm and ethanol organizations have filed a lawsuit over the Environmental Protection Agency's secretive small refinery exemptions. The Renewable Fuel Association, National Corn Growers Association, American Coalition for Ethanol, and National Farmers Union filed the suit late Tuesday in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit to challenge several waivers from the renewable fuel standards that EPA granted to profitable refining companies.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.